They're back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's go back to 1974, first ever year of the IHSA High School Football Playoffs in one of the biggest games in the first ever year of the IHSA High School Football Playoffs. Sherrard versus Alexis, semifinals. The winner goes on to state. It was Alexis winning in double overtime, 10-9 over Sherrard. Wayne DeSutter, what a year that was, and what a game that must have been.
Oh, it was a great ball game. Alexis was a super team ready to play us, and it was just a wonderful game.
Well, what do you remember about that season specifically? And I know it was a brand new thing, the IHSA's first ever year of having a playoff system for high school football and determining a state champion. Now, we know a lot different compared to 2019. There's 256 playoff qualifiers, eight classes. Back in 1974, I think just 80 qualifiers and five classes. So what was it like with the first ever IHSA playoffs? A lot different than it is today, I'm sure.
It sure is. I mean, I've been away from them now for over 15, 20 years almost, but it was an experience where our kids tried to become one of the best teams in the state, and they sure worked at it awfully hard, and that was their goal all along, to get into the first playoff series, and we got into it, and we kept going until we ran into Alexis.
Well, I know when you look at today's environment in today's culture, there's a lot of banter and a lot of discussion on social media platforms if a game like this would occur, when you're talking about two basically local schools playing in the semifinals and the winner goes to state. So what was it like pre-Twitter, pre-Facebook, pre-social media in terms of talking about that semifinal game back in 1974?
Well, the newspapers and your media had a direct impact on how kids perceived that contest and how they reacted to it. It was a good experience for our kids, and they had a lot of contact with, particularly print media was out talking to the kids and stuff like that. And I'm sure things got back and forth between the two communities.
Well, take us through that game then. All right, so it's the semifinals, and it's a 10-9. Double overtime game with Alexis. So just give us the dynamics of how that game transpired on that weekend back in 1974.
Well, it was just a cold, rainy day, and I just remember that we lost our leading ground gainer, Rod Talley, about middle of third quarter, I believe. He ran into a sideline marker and sort of wrecked his hip a little bit, but that's no excuse. We had another young man named Kevin Minch that came on and did a great job for us. It was just a game where an ebb and flow of two teams that were both wanted to get to the state finals, and it was just, like I said, just a really hard-fought program or game between two teams.
Now, in terms of the overtime rules in 1974, so it's a double overtime game, how did the overtime rules play out back in 1974?
You start on the 10-yard line, and that's where you went. You had four downs to get in, or to score or not to score, and whoever made it, whoever did the trick, won the ball game.
So then, the score at the end of regulation was what?
To be honest, I don't remember.
All right, but so it ends.
I know the final score, but I don't think it was through. I really don't know.
Well, the IHSA says the final score was 10-9. So did it come down to a 2-point conversion at the end? Do you remember?
It came down to a 2-point conversion, and or a missed kick. You're asking me to go back 45 years.
All right, it was a great game.
A lot of things. I'm 75 years old now, and things don't come as quick.
Yeah, so how much I know the Sherrard's having kind of a celebration Saturday honoring this team before the Sherrard Erie Prophetstown game. We're talking to you Monday, and you're coming back for the event. Do you have much conversation with kids on that team in 1974?
Well, I have a lot of conversation with Kevin Mensch. Him and I are good friends because he ended up on my staff at Rock Island while I was there, and we were good friends then. He did a great job for us, and so we communicate back and forth. He's out in Colorado, and he's the one that sort of, him and Kevin Miller are sort of the ones instigated me coming back.
That's awesome. What else do you remember about 1974? You say, you know, 45 years ago. That's a long time ago. And you mentioned, you know, coaching at Rock Island and some other coaching stops along the way. Was there anything else that really stood out back in 1974 for you?
When you think about it, we had 19 kids on that team. You know, when you think about a football team with only 19 kids being able to, you know, do the things that they did, and they were just a quality group of kids that had each other's back, worked hard together. Just can't say enough about the kids that were on that team because they wanted to be the first to get into the playoffs and first to get as far as they did.
Well, as you look back at 1974 and with the playoffs being created, I mean, as you looked with the way the season began, was it a situation where a lot of people thought eventually Sherrard is going to run into Alexis and the winner of that game is going to go to state, if you understand what I'm saying? I mean, did a lot of people speculate that, hey, that's going to be the game that you're going to want to see in 1974?
Well, I think at the start of the year, the game for everybody pointed to was Sherrard versus Rock Ridge, because we both came into the last ball game of the season, I think, undefeated, and we won to be able to go into the conference to win the conference championship. And we won that one, I think, 7-0, I believe. And then once we got in the playoffs, we knew that Alexis was down the road, and we knew they were coming for us, and they had a great program with John Elder, and we knew that somewhere along the line we would hope that we would meet him.
All right. And, man, what a story that is. And it'll be nice to see Coach DeSutter back in the Sherrard area this weekend as Sherrard honors that 1974 team that lost in the semifinals to Alexis 10-9 in double overtime. Coach DeSutter, safe travels. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you much. You have a great day.
Wayne DeSutter joining us on WRMJ.